Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about a meeting you had recently with a USDA official. Came to Bradford. What happened here? What did you talk about?
Well, I was happy to welcome Chris Hoffman. He's the Pennsylvania State Director for the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. And that's an agency that has a lot of resources. It's an agency that does a lot across the country and certainly here in Pennsylvania. We had a great discussion about our rural healthcare challenges and certainly our work to restore hospital services and also to support our first responders. Bradford City Fire Chief Brett Butler joined us in the conversation and the discussion and also led us on a tour of the Central Fire Station here in Bradford. So our work on rural health care continues and certainly working every avenue to support rural health care here in our district and across our region.
Another thing that went on this week was a policy committee meeting. I understand that they were talking about law enforcement, a workforce here. What's going on with this and where is this leading?
Well, the House Republican Policy Committee was in Berks County this week and held a hearing titled Protecting Pennsylvania Law Enforcement Recruitment and Retention. And the hearing was focused on the workforce challenges relating to law enforcement. Pennsylvania employed approximately 24,000 police officers and deputy sheriffs in 2024, and that was an 11-year low and a 14% decline since 2013. Openings that used to generate hundreds of applications now just get a handful. Existing officers are working excessive overtime, and it's certainly a concern for the safety of our communities. To boost the recruitment of new officers and the retention of existing ones, testifiers at this hearing encouraged policies to strengthen career pipelines, improve training, and support the physical, mental, and financial well-being of officers. So this is something that affects us all statewide, and certainly we need to do more work to grow the pipeline of officers for communities all across the Commonwealth.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is some upcoming office hours you have. I understand that next week some folks are going to be able to come and see you. When and where?
Well, I regularly hold outreach hours in different communities throughout the district. Next week on Thursday, September 3rd, I'll be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to 12. It's an opportunity for folks to stop by and talk about issues and get any questions answered relating to state questions. So I would encourage folks to stop by if they would like to discuss any issues.
And Representative, I understand that you have some senior expos coming up. When and where can folks come out and learn a little bit more about the senior programs available in our state?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting two additional senior expos this year. The next is going to be held on Friday, September 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kane Community Center. That's on Fraley Street in Kane. It's an excellent opportunity to come out and learn more about programs and services that are available for senior citizens. We're going to have over 60 organizations participating in the Kane Senior Expo, and we'll also be serving a free lunch, so would encourage folks to come out on Friday, September 11th. Our final Senior Expo of the year is going to be held on Friday, October 9th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So two additional opportunities to come out to the Senior Expos. You don't have to be a senior to attend. We all know seniors, so anyone who is looking to gather valuable information about senior programs and services is welcome to join us at one of the senior expos.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.